Good Tuesday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever seen a person that you found yourself thinking is beyond the hope of God's help or even God's love? Honestly now, even good Christians can find themselves judgmental of a person who seems to be so far gone as a result of their bad choices that perhaps you consider them beyond God's mercy, right? As we continue our journey with Jesus and his disciples toward Jerusalem, they've entered Jericho, where yesterday we watched as Jesus gave sight to a blind beggar, a person many considered unworthy of Jesus' attention because he was both blind and, we presume, a penniless beggar. If that wasn't bad enough, today let's watch as Jesus stops under a tree and calls a man by name to come and have lunch. It's astounding because the man is a despicable tax collector, hated by everyone in Jericho. Most people would have assumed Holy God had only one thing for this tax collector named Zacchaeus, and that would be judgment, punishment and banishment out of Israel, maybe even death. Why? Zacchaeus, we can presume, was a Jew who was employed by the Roman government to collect taxes from his fellow Jews. But he was also given license to elevate the amount of tax he demanded to whatever amount suited him, and keep whatever extra surcharge he added for himself. It was a common practice among tax collectors, and those who did it exceptionally well were elevated to regional authority as a Roman chief tax collector, giving oversight to other tax collectors and training them in ways to more efficiently extract the maximum tax from their fellow Jews. It was a despicable business, and we can assume people prayed for God's judgment upon people like Zacchaeus. Remember, one of Jesus' disciples who was walking along with Jesus that day was a former tax collector. Do you remember his name? Matthew, according to Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. We can assume that many people were attracted to Jesus and both his miracles and his teachings because he claimed they were evidence of the fact that God had sent him and were done for God's glory and honor. I presume that many people concluded, if true, then certainly Jesus would curse or condemn or do something to punish Zacchaeus, who was such a despicable sinner, right? Pause. Do you and I sometimes look for evidence that God is pouring out his judgment or even wrath on some person we believe is evil, doing evil things, and therefore is deserving of God's holy punishment? All this is why the story found only in Luke chapter 19 is another shocking event well worthy of our consideration as we make our way to Jerusalem and the world-changing Passover Easter weekend. Amazingly, I see that Jesus actually called this tax collector by name, although we have no evidence in Scripture that they had ever met before. Luke chapter 19, verse 5. Even more amazing is that Jesus wanted to have lunch with Zacchaeus at his house that day. What? Honorable, kind, miracle-working, God's word-teaching Jesus wanted a few minutes with despicable Zacchaeus, and Jesus was actually asking to go to Zacchaeus' home for lunch? Wouldn't it make more sense for Jesus to strike this Zacchaeus with leprosy or a fatal heart attack, or at least publicly chastise him for how he has cheated so many people? Can you imagine all the grumbling in the crowd as Zacchaeus came down out of the tree and led Jesus to his home? I have no doubt each of the disciples was pulled aside by one or two people who demanded an explanation about why Jesus would possibly want even 1 minute with Zacchaeus. Do you sometimes find yourself being asked to explain God's words or God's actions? Luke tells us nothing about the lunch Jesus and Zacchaeus had together except the dramatic change in the tax collector. Pause. Do you find that change occurs in your life when you spend time with Jesus? If yes, why? If no, why not? Look at what Dr. Luke tells us happened in Zacchaeus' life. Could it be an indication of what should happen to you and me when we have some time with Jesus. Luke 19, verse 8 says, Zacchaeus stood up and said to Jesus, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Oh my, what do you see happening here, my friends? What level of conviction, what courageous commitment to restitution? Jesus' response to Zacchaeus is very significant, especially when we consider Zacchaeus as a chief tax collector was very likely wealthy from many years of mafia-style coercion. Jesus said, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham." Luke 19, verse 9. Jesus is declaring that Zacchaeus' repentance and restitution is evidence of a deep soul deliverance the Holy Spirit is accomplishing in Zacchaeus, rescuing him from greed, dishonesty, manipulation, and deep-seated evil. And Jesus also declares this repentance and restitution is an honorable reaffirmation that Zacchaeus could once again be considered an honorable Jewish man. Oh my, do you see how God views the power of authentic repentance, my friends? Jesus said one more very significant thing in Zacchaeus' house that day. "The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." Luke 19:10. Why did Jesus clarify that he was sent by God the Father to planet Earth for the purpose of providing rescue from our sin bondage and sin condemnation, with special focus on those who knew they were far from God? Because so many people then, and maybe now, assume that God is far more interested in honoring and blessing those people trying really hard to be good than God is interested in reaching to those society has written off as hopeless. Do you see that in Jesus? We need to think about that, don't we?